All right, let's figure this out here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We haven't even gotten to the most important person's questions yet, and that's mine, obviously. Okay. It's all good. Cute. I keyed. The last thing you said, if you had to eat a person, it would be one of your homies in real life, which is understandable. Mm-hmm. And then the next question from the worst spider is, do you believe that people can change? Christ at Christmas. What is this? Fucking behind the actor's studio or whatever? Inside the actor's studio?
Yeah. What did behind he ask?
Behind the actor's ass? Do you think people can change?
Do I think people can change?
Yeah.
Shit. That's a deep fucking question.
Isn't it though?
I mean, like, yes and no. Like, I feel like it depends on the context.
Hmm.
I mean, a lot of people can be grown up ingrained with, like, certain ideals, and then something traumatic can happen to them, or something, you know, super personal can happen to them, and they suddenly just, like, switch just like that, right? Like, flip mm-hmm. a fucking 180,
mm-hmm.
and they're, like, a new person. And, I don't know, some people just don't, either because they're not exposed to things that will make them change.
Mm-hmm.
And they can live their life, or they're just stubborn folks, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like there could be, like, a lot of, there could be a lot of reasons why people will or will not change. But I don't know if that's, like, a behavior thing that you're referring to, the worst spider. I mean, people change clothes every day. Sorry, that's kind of dumb.
That was funny as shit. It made me laugh. I don't care about anybody else. That was funny.
Like, people can change their fucking underwear, ideally, like, every day. I mean...
Ideally.
I hope they do.
Oh my god, that was funny. That was deadpan, that delivery came out of nowhere, which is just what a joke should do. Well done. Have you ever seen a ghost? Asks Spider.
Like visualized, like manifested in front of me? Definitely not. I don't think that's something that I would ever... I've never seen... Like seen a ghost. I've seen like paranormal activity, probably. Mm-hmm. I could say that it's probably paranormal. But I don't think I've like seen like a manifested spirit like ever.
Jacob Marley has never come to visit you at the bottom of your bed.
No, sorry.
Cool. Same. For what it's worth, same. I'm going to take a sip, because that's a silly question in my book.
That's a strange question. I'm going to take a sip as well.
All right.
Oh, fuck, that's a lot of tequila.
Did you take too much? Oh, dear. Be careful. Do you collect anything? Asks Spider.
Do I collect anything?
Somebody fucking asked me this on my AMA. Was it you, Spider? What do you collect? Why are you asking this of everybody?
I actually know what he collects. I think he mentioned this before to me, but I don't know if it's supposed to be something public. Oh, he might have mentioned it himself, but he does collect things, and I know what it is.
That's hysterical.
He's a cool guy. He's into like some of the odd stuff too.
Nice.
I for sure he's into the occult, which is really fucking neat.
Ooh, cool. I love the occult.
He didn't really read me my tarot,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he's into that stuff, and it's really fucking neat. And we had a conversation once about a card that like he thought Ooh. Was for himself, but it might have actually been for me.
That's cool.
Yeah, really, really cool stuff. Tarot is really cool. I feel like I'm saying that wrong. For some reason, I'm thinking tarot like taro, like bubble tea. But I know that's not it.
No, I've always said tarot as well. So if we're wrong, if you're wrong, then we're wrong together.
Okay, great. what the fuck do I collect? This is gonna sound super fucking basic, but I guess like shoes and bags.
Oh,
super basic. I don't really collect like like interesting things. Like I'm super fucking basic. Like you see me on the street or you have a conversation with me as a person outside of audio porn, I'm like a normal fucking, I'm just like a regular individual, like super fucking basic. You wouldn't not think twice that I am making fucking snuff porn.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that just the best to be?
I love it. It's my favorite thing ever. And it's just like pull a switcheroo on people. And it's like, man, this girl's like, I will not talk to this girl ever again.
If they only knew.
If they only knew. But no, I don't really collect anything. I don't really have a collection of things.
His next question, are you ready?
You do, right?
Me?
Do I remember collect? You mentioned, like, you collect audios.
Yeah, I collect GB's audios, and that's it.
That's so cute.
GB's audios and books. I have an abnormal amount of books, and thank you. Yeah, they're all just gathering dust in my room because I've read them too many times to reread them again.
So. Oh, shit. That's awesome. I have books that I have not read. That is collect. Maybe that's one thing. Like, yeah, I mean, you know what? I collect books that I don't read.
Backlog of books. Same. I mean, there's definitely some that I have yet to read, but most of mine are page worn and stuff. But yeah,
I would say let me take a wild guess, which is not really a wild guess because you pretty much rave about it. But like Stephen King, Chuck Klang. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your homies. I love that.
Indeed.
What are you reading right now?
What am I reading right now? I'm still working through the Poppy Z. Bright book that I mentioned, I think, in my audio. I'm just trying to save that. One thing that I do with books and audios, actually, is like if I get to something that's really good, I want to save it for later, if that makes sense. So okay. I've yet to read through Poppy Z. Bright. I'm also reading what's it called? This is not my AMA. Don't put me on the spot.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Jesse Dark, The Adventures of Jesse Dark and The Great Alone. Oh, and The Hunger. Those are all kind of like historical fiction, cannibalism, survivalist stories.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Cool. Holy shit, that's cool. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say a little bit based on the Donner Party, The Hunger is, but that was weird. I said it like Yoda.
Vodka's
getting to me. Go ahead.
I've the Poppy Z. Bright, I only know of Exquisite Corpse, which is on my list.
Oh, it's so fucking good.
Oh my God. God damn it.
Oh dear. I can't wait for you to read it and then we can talk.
That is on my list.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, Larry McMurtry. His The Lonesome Dove series is like it's like an old American Western kind of a setting. But the characterizations are really good.
God damn it. You have to link that. You've got to link that. What am I working through right now? I've got House of Leaves.
Okay. Yeah. I know that.
Mark Z. Danielewski. I've got Womb by Duncan Ralston, which is an extreme horror novel, is what it kind of self-titled itself. I have not finished Consumed by David Cronenberg.
Cronenberg. Oh. That's amazing. I love it.
It's like halfway. I have Crash by J.D. Ballinger on my list as well. Nice. And I've got, I have an ebook or like an audiobook, by Mary Roach.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah. Mary Roach. What is it? It's Stiff. It's called Stiff.
Yeah.
Something.
I wondered if that would be
Dabbers.
Fuzz, Grunt, Packing for Mars. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Stiff is also on my list. And I also have, oh my god. So you've mentioned it as well in your AMA. I think it was in your AMA. And also, like, GB's AMA. But I also have Colony of Horrors, like, on my list right now. I think I'm starting to read that right now.
Do it. Do it.
Matthew Skoko.
That's a really good one. And yeah, I would not have read that but for GB. And it was, what did he say? That was, it's the best Matthew Skokoe book. He wrote like Cows and some other shit, but Colony of Whores is the best one and filled with incest. So,
cool. Well, so that's that. A cool fucking title.
Isn't it?
Like,
isn't
I just got to say off the bat, like Colony of Whores. Come on, what the fuck? That's really fucking cool. I love that.
It's super cool. And whatever edition I got, I don't know what edition I got, but there's like, it's like a reflected picture of a motorcycle. And there are like two different people on it versus like depending on how you hold the book up, like up or down.
Oh, shit. I might have the same one. But mine's in the bedroom and I.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in the living room right now and I feel like I'm going to fucking stumble over trying to get it.
later. You sit, stay still and let me ask you another question. The next question from the worst spider is, do you see me in the corner watching you read this?
The worst spider. Why would you do this to me, man?
I don't know.
That's a sip.
Yeah, exactly. That's a sip. He says, next, you've been making snuff audios for a while. When will you star in your own snuff film?
Shit. He asked that? Goddamn.
He did.
When will I star in my own snuff film? Holy shit. That's a fucking heavy hitting question.
Mm-hmm. At the end, or when I give Mercy my address.
Yeah, drop the addy.
Mm-hmm. Your number, girl. Can I have it? Can I have your number?
Oh my god. Shit.
I'm a dork.
You know what? I think that would be a really funny fucking thing, though. Like, I just thought of something super fucked up. That would be really fucking cool. If I'm going to star in a snuff film, it's not going to be my own snuff film, for sure. 100%. It's going to be a fucking snuff film with the fucking big names of snuff, and that's Mercy and GB, 100%.
Aww. Like,
1,000%. I wrote that one fucking audio that was, like, super fucking inspired.
Oh.
It would probably so cool. be that, but, like, not really, because that was, like, amateur shit. But, you know, whatever fucked up shit they would, like, subject me to is going to be, like, my first snuff film, probably. Obviously in fantasy.
Obviously.
I just got a disclaimer. Hold on, you know what?
Just taking notes.
Give me 1 second. I'm just gonna use the bathroom.
All right.
This shit is getting to me. Holy fuck, I'm so tipsy right now.
Be careful. Don't fall.
I won't fall over. I'll be right back. 2 seconds.
Do it.
What up? Oh shit. Okay, I think I got my... Alright, shit. Hello?
Hello.
Right. So, wait, sorry.
Don't be sorry.
We answer. So, I answered... Did I properly answer him?
You did. You did. You're waiting for us to come in and put you into a snuff film.
Shit, that's right. Did I answer his corner question? Like, he's standing in the corner?
Yeah, no. No. Do you see him in the corner watching you read this? Eat your seaweed.
You can hear me crunching.
No, I can just hear the packaging. We don't hear you crunching. Although, that would be a good ASMR.
Oh, shit, that would be good, eh? Hold on, let me see if I can get...
Did you... Oh, that's perfect. It's the most scalp-tinglingly thing that I've heard all night. Did you just say, let me do that, eh?
Oh, no.
You did. I love
it. I did not. Stop.
You were so cute.
I did not say A. How many times folks call that out? They call me out every time I say that. And then literally I'm all sorry. My friends.
Oh. I didn't mean to make you feel self-conscious, I promise.
I didn't mean to make you feel so fucking Canadian.
Fucking Canadian, eh?
Eh?
Just don't apologize to me for my bad behavior, and then so stupid.
I'm just out here saying sorry, because, you know, that's a Canadian thing to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry.
Hey, you're not my buddy, guy.
Wait, is that from South Park?
Tis. Yeah.
Great. No, Spider, unfortunately, I cannot see you in the corner while I'm recording this, but I can manifest, probably, and probably see you in the corner of my eye if I'm trying hard enough, which if I had smoked, most likely, yes, but I have not.
Well, if he's a spider, you might not be able to see him even if you did, right?
Oh, shit.
They're small, and what is that fact, quote-unquote fact? We're never more than 200 feet away from a spider. I don't know.
I don't like that. I'm not, like,
I don't like that either.
Spook me a little bit.
Me too. They skick me out. Squick me out, rather.
Don't tell anyone.
Yeah. Don't tell anyone. Okay, well, I mean, that's a good segue. Are you ready to move on?
Uh-huh.
He still has three more questions for you, my friend.
What? What?
His next question is, what scares you?
Oh my god.
Another fucking landmine.
Spiders. But not of the worst spider kind.
Oh my god, that's perfect. Your comedic timing is good. I love it.
It's the Hornitos. what scares me? Flying? I don't like flying. I might have mentioned this before to someone. I don't like flying. I went on a 24-hour flight
in
the beginning of 2020, and that was not the vibe. Of course, there was like a layover, but it was like one layover. Mm. So like my flight in reality might have been like, you know, like 18 hours, and then like another however many left.
That's enough, man. To my destiny. I hate flying.
You hate too?
Flying. Oh yeah, me too. Me too. I have to, okay, like, zoink myself out with Xanax if I can get it, or, you know, lots of edibles. Vodka. Edibles, yes. Edibles, yeah. Vodka, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything to make me, forget that I'm in a flying coffin.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I thought the exact same thing, too. Like, for 24 hours, I did not think about, like, being medicated at all. Mm-hmm. So that was, like, my big fucking mistake. I did that both ways.
You were sober the entire time.
I was sober the entire time. I probably had like a glass of wine, but that's because I didn't want to like keep ordering wine. And like, I feel like I would have just been worse. Like if I was drunk, I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. Who knows?
I can get that. I get that. My goal whenever I do like long flights, like across the country or something, is to just go to sleep.
So that if I
wake up and we're in a downward fucking dive or whatever, then it'll just be 30 seconds instead of 2 minutes of terror.
Okay, I'm so glad. I feel like there's a lot more folks with like fear of flying than I actually think there is.
Oh yeah, I don't think that many people go up into the air and think, this is where I'm supposed to be. It's exactly where a human is meant to be, up in the air.
In like a fucking metal tube going at however, you know,
million miles an hour.
Exactly. Yeah. It's fucking terrifying, man. Like, I'm sitting there fucking scared out of my goddamn mind, and I'm like, no one else is afraid.
I think we're all just hiding it. And it's like, and people will be like, oh, the most dangerous part of your flight is the drive to and from the airport. Fuck you, man. I'm driving myself. And of course that's all a fake, you know.
I read that too.
Of control. Yeah.
I read that too. So I was like, yeah, you can literally, the chances of you actually getting in a fucking freak accident outside of a flight is a lot more
likely
than actually like being in a flight. And I get it, but like, damn, once that turbulence hits, it's not a fucking joke, man.
Turbulence. Oh my god. I've almost broken my fingers holding on to my armrests too hard. Like, oh my knuckles are white. I go into a litany of Hail Marys. I don't know.
Me too. Shit, and that was like my most recent flight. Like, that's why I did not take a flight when I went to New York. I took the fucking bus. Fuck that.
Oh, honey. Oh no. Man, I'm right there with you.
I'm not. I'm
right there with you. Fuck flying. Are you fucking kidding me? Good.
That's the thing. Like, I love traveling. I'm into that shit, but if I could just do it in a better way than flying, fuck, I'll take a boat. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Something. Anything.
Anything but flying. I don't know. Yeah. That's the one thing I'm afraid of, for sure.
Okay. Do you have any hidden talents?
Shit. I don't know.
Hidden talents.
Hidden. So, like, not confirmed yet? Like, I'm not sure how to answer this.
maybe he means, like, not well-known. Like, I can tie a knot in a cherry stem with my tongue. That's a hidden talent.
That's hot.
Do you know who taught me that? My mother.
That's so cute. What the hell?
It's ridiculous. She's so funny.
I can't do that. I'm allergic to cherries. That's like a weird thing to say. Like, no one says they're allergic to cherries. Everyone says they're allergic to cats, dogs, and peanuts.
Right.
I'm allergic to cherries.
I can confirm. I've never heard of anybody that's allergic to cherries before you.
It's, I don't know. I had to unfortunately figure that out the hard way when I was in the bathroom for like fucking 6 hours after eating cherries.
Double jointed? Can you do like crazy hand gestures or like?
Yes, I'm double jointed. My arms kind of bend like a weird way when I have them straight out.
Are you fucking serious? I can't be serious. Me too.
I'm serious. Oh, me shit.
Too. Dude, I'm gonna
Can you do the weird finger thing where like the first knuckle kind of locks?
I can't do that. No, but I can make it look like my left arm is broken.
That's fucking crazy. Let me see if I can take a picture of my hands right now, actually.
Everyone listening, just hold off. Just listen to us exchange pictures of our weirdness right now.
My hands look fucking weird. My finger looks fucking weird. It's not even gonna translate well in this photo because I'm a little too drunk.
You're so funny. If you need to, seriously, like, for editing out, like, if you want to stop, we can.
But it's totally fine. I'm so entertained right now.
Good, me too.
I can't even take a proper picture. I'm going to have some water.
Do it.
Hydration, homies.
Hydration. Hydration Nation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I got some water in me. Got a whole liter here. I'm gonna take a picture of my fucking arm. My fucking hand. It looks so gross right now. What the fuck?
I love it. Dude, I used to scare my bus driver with this. And she would give me cookies.
Jesus?
Well, she would say, like, break your arm. Break your arm for me. And I would. And then she would give me a cookie.
And you're like, sure.
Sure.
Give you a cookie for breaking your arm. I'm sorry, that's so funny.
It is funny, isn't it? Ridiculous.
Oh, my hand looks so weird right now. Oh, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is going on with my fingers?
Can't wait. I fucking can't wait. I want to show you mine, and you show me yours.
I'm gonna send you around. It looks so stupid. My hands are so dumb. They look so gross right now. Oh, shit.
Dude.
I feel like they're swollen because of the fucking alcohol.
Oh, it's okay. Look at my arm, and you're gonna be. You are just gonna be.
I can do like the weird. Oh, bro, what the fuck?
I know. Look at your.
My fingers are just doing some weird shit.
Look at your nails, though. Oh, you have beautiful nails.
Oh, my nails are. Yeah, imagine prying them out. What? Who said that?
I will. They're nice and thick. They got a good grip on them. I could just be like,
oh man, my nails are very thick. Yeah, dude, your arm looks like Easter's a hospital.
I know. It just pops back into place. I broke it when I was 5, and now it does this.
Just that arm though.
Yep, just that arm. My right arm is a little bit like loose, but not like that.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
I know.
I can't really take a proper picture of my arm right now, so I'm probably not even gonna try, but it does look like a thing where it like kind of it kind of looks like it's bending backwards.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's just it's unfortunate because like it I suffer a lot when I'm trying to do like specific workouts.
Sure. And like, I think that
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
I was just gonna say that like people with loose joints like us, I feel like we're like just in line for arthritis and shit.
Why would you say this?
I'm sorry. We just have loose joints, you know? That's all I meant.
Loose joints gang.
LGG. Gang.
Loose joints gang. Oh, that makes me so sad.
Oh no. But your fingers are badass though.
My fingers are I feel like they're fucking swollen because of the alcohol, but whatever. I usually have better nails, but whatever. That's what we get.
You look good to me. All right, shall we move on? Oh my goodness, this is just turning into a Mercy Masochist chuckle along here.
Yeah.
Hidden talents, yeah. Loose joints, right? And anything else?
No, I think that's really it. I can just do some weird shit with my fingers, probably. That's it.
That's hot. So hot. Weird shit with your fingers. Okay, look, and his last...
Weird fucking fingers.
Yeah. His last question is, how do you sleep at night after what you've done?
What?
I know. That deserves a sip, at least on my end.
Oh, shit, that does this... Oh my god, I gotta pour a fucking... Oh, damn it. Hold on, I gotta pour. I don't know if that picked up. That was a really nice pop. But...
Pour it out. No, I didn't hear a pop. Oh, that's sad.
Damn it, let me see if I can...
Ooh!
That's nice.
Perfect.
That was nice. I like that. I heard that. Of course I would hear that. What the fuck am I saying?
She meant in her headphones, folks.
Sip. Okay. Shit, what did you...
How do you sleep at night after what you've done?
After what I've done?
What did I do? Sleeps like a fucking baby.
Yeah, I've been sleeping past my alarms, the worst spider, if you want to know. I've been sleeping like a fucking baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm a heavy sleeper, so yeah. I sleep well.
Hell yeah. Okay. After your barrage of questions, Spider, we finally get on to somebody else. Prof. Brown. With regard to recording intense FDOM content, what is your biggest obstacle right now? Like, no soundproof spaces, etc.
Oh yeah, soundproof spaces is like the biggest thing for me. I want to get like fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But like, I've already had a fucking sound... a complaint. I don't know if it was my unit specifically. Mm-hmm. There might have been someone else, but we had like a thing in the building where it's like, yeah, there's like a noise complaint, you know, specifically in your vicinity. But they didn't mention my floor, so I don't think it was me.
Yeah.
But for sure, the soundproofing thing is an issue because I really want to kind of get up there. Mm-hmm. It's like absolute psychosis, fucking balls to the fucking walls, screaming and yelling at the top of my lungs. That's one thing that's holding me back. I don't think anything else is really holding me back, but the noise complaint stuff. Yeah. I've already complained about it like a couple times. But that's really only it. I like script wise and improv wise, it's nothing's holding me back.
Yeah. Awesome. GB has said to me that he does stuff in his car whenever he needs to, which I've taken and tried to do as well, but it doesn't, I don't know, to me it doesn't sound as good, but I know that he does most of his stuff on his phone, so in the car is a thing. But then you're a psycho sitting in your car yelling.
You're so lucky though. Like I unfortunately do not have my own personal vehicle, so a lot of stuff is like in my apartment. There is a closet that I can go into because my next door neighbor does like night shifts. So no one's next door.
That's another idea for an audio. Just going crazy alone in your closet.
And then you like, actually go crazy?
Yeah. Like telling people, like, get the fuck away from me. I just need a minute to myself. I don't ask for much. And then you just go into the closet and just gradually build up to some bullshit.
Yeah. No, that's like, I want to try that. That's fun. I got a closet that's like good for that.
Hell yeah.
So I could do that. But yeah, no, like honestly, the volume is like, I think is the only thing that's really holding me back, because like even now, like I feel like no one really fucking care if I start like screaming, but like at the same time, like considering my neighborhood, like sure. I don't think anyone would really be surprised, like, oh shit, there's someone screaming.
Right. Right.
But I'm still very like, I don't know, I'm pretty considerate of other
people. I was just going to say considerate. Yes. You don't want to like cause undue stress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be like, what the fuck are you doing? It's like, don't worry about it. I'm an actor, if you will.
Yes. If you will, you are. You are. The next question and the last question from Prof Brown is, who's a good boy?
Oh, God damn it.
Who's a good boy?
Oh, I think I know how to answer this. Oh, you're a good boy. Who's a good boy? You're a good boy.
I'm going to take a sip for that one. I don't know about you.
I'm going to take a sip for that. Yeah, that's. I don't want to accidentally pour fucking tequila on my laptop. One second.
Yes.
Oh, shit, motherfucker.
I know. Do you need a second for water or something? Are you good?
I'm going to drink some water right now, actually.
Okay. Drink water. I have a can of Canada Dry ginger ale here.
Ayo.
Ayo.
Canada Dry.
Shout out Canada. Canada.
They have a raspberry one that's really good. Pink, right? It's like pink. It's super fun. Yes! I like that a lot.
That's my fucking favorite. And we never fucking carry it in my grocery store here.
That's insanity. They have a blackberry one too, actually. It's really good. Blackberry's nice. I like anything berry is really good.
Blackberry, get the fuck out of here. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, they have it like literally every fucking corner shop. Blackberry, the raspberry one is really good. I think that's the only ones I know, actually.
I have never seen either of those because America is dumb. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? okay, next person. And you tell me when you want to stop. I know it's 11, 12, 1, 2, almost 3 your time. But stay up until 6, so.
I'm kind of wild with that shit.
Wild AF.
Wild AF. Okay.
This person says, well, not this person. His name is, my name isn't Bob. Do you recognize that tag?
I do not.
Okay, me neither. Congratulations, MVS. Kissy face. What's your favorite scary movie?
Damn it. My favorite, which is, it's funny because of that question, but my all-time favorite is Scream.
I knew your What's your favorite scary movie?
Literally, the first Scream.
That's like, so cool.
It's my all-time favorite.
I love it so much. Everything about it. It's not everyone's thing, but
I love it. Spawned a genre for sure.
100%. Shout out Wes Craven.
Yeah, shout out Wes Craven and Drew Barrymore.
Yes,
and whoever the fuck played Ghostface there.
Oh my God, Skeet Ulrich.
Yes, fuck. Skeet Ulrich. Yes. Oh God, ugh. How did I not remember his name? Oh my gosh.
I'm obsessed with. Oh my God, he was so good. He was so good.
Love it.
Good stuff. Ghostface is, whew, dear to my heart.
Indeed. Have you heard GB's Ghostface audio?
I'm gonna try not to simp on this fucking thing because I'm simped in the past, but that was.
I think that I have. let me just speak for myself and possibly for him, but I think that we both enjoy the simping. So.
I am. Oh my God, I'm fucking flustered as fuck.
Whatever you want, man. Shall we move on?
Yes.
Belly Snuff Guy asked a fucking page load of questions. Are you fucking kidding me, BSG?
What's up, BSG?
What's up? He goes, ha 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 ha, putting MWA on blast? No, honey, I'm putting you on blast. That's not a question. MWA.
I think he meant moi.
Moi, yeah.
As in M-O-I. I.
Yeah. Culture yourself, BSG. Are you fucking kidding me? Okay, for the next real question. What is your deepest, darkest, most fucked up snuff fantasy?
Oh my God. My hands are in my face is in my hands right now.
We can hear it.
The most fucked up snuff fantasy? Man. Shit. God damn. I guess it's not exclusive to F's, like, sub or dom. I don't know. Like, I've been on a bit of a weird dom trip for the past couple weeks, I guess.
Of a cool dom trip.
A cool dom trip, yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I think it was just, like, the current fantasy I've had was probably, like, from, kind of spawned from an idea I had for, like, an audio.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, I've been kind of working on it. I've been tinkering away. I've been working at it for, like, you know, chipping away at it. So, I have, like, a Discord called the Basement. And it wasn't called that before, but I called it something else. I don't remember what. But I called it the Basement. And it kind of grew since. And the
A is a V, right?
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead. Sorry. I love it.
No, it's totally fine. It's totally fine. Like, GB gave me shit for that, too. He's like, why do you, like, not like vowels? And I was like, I can't fucking answer that.
I love it. I don't care. It's cool. It reminds me of, like, ancient Rome. Like,
it's kind of seen, right?
Yeah. Have you seen I, Claudius?
No.
It's Latin. I took Latin in high school, and the it's not an A that's a V, but in ancient Latin, you know, V's are there for U's. What's that?
V's are the U's.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. V's are the U's. So I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, it's just like a upside down capitalized A, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Shit, that's gross. God damn it.
Not fuck. it's funny to me.
I am, like, disintegrating. shit, whoops. What was the fucking question?
Your deepest, darkest, most fucked up snuff fantasy.
Oh my God, damn it. Oh yeah.
And you mentioned you're into F-Dom.
Yeah, right now, like, F-Dom. Was and the Basement shenanigans. I started, I don't know if it's an ARG, whatever the fuck it is. I just started, like, a whole narrative of, like, the Basement being, like, you know, at first we started a running gag, like, oh, we're not a cult or whatever. And then it kind of spawned into, like,
oh shit, we're not a cult, but like, what if we are, right? So people were starting to, some folks in the server were like, making all these like weird, funny, ideas of like who we are as like a group or whatever. And like, it spawned the idea of like, no one knows what the fuck the basement is, but for whatever reason, there's just a bunch of these cassette tapes that this individual purchased from like a thrift store.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't tell whether or not if the stuff in it is real. Is it extracted audio from a snuff film? Like, what the fuck is it? So this whole idea kind of just spawned from, you know, just talking to these folks and on the Discord. And I had this just like, I guess that's like the biggest fantasy right now. Like, you know, making these heinous things and people don't know whether or not it's real. Right.
So
there's just this mystery of like, what the fuck are these cassette tapes for? Like, is this person, this individual, like actually missing? Do they have anything? Like, are they committing crimes? And like, outside of like Reddit, I haven't posted it. I've posted a previous, like an older version of a missing poster of myself.
That was so cool. That was so cool, by the way.
Thank you so much. Oh my god, I updated it, and like I was like, shit, like I can like link this to like the whole narrative of these basement tapes.
Hell like, yeah!
What the fuck does this person have to do with it? Right, she's missing. But is she part of this? Is she a victim? Like that? I think that's like right now. That's like my biggest like fantasy. It's not so much so a fantasy over like a creative concept.
Sure,
but sure. I would probably consider it a fantasy.
Hell yeah! What was that one person? Radish, a radish. Yeah, you made a missing poster for him too, right?
We made an audio together, actually. I don't think I made a mistake from, but made a...
I remember that, clearly.
I made, like, business these fake business cards.
Yes! Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah.
Yes! Oh my gosh, I remember.
Easy and Pals, which is a stupid name that I came up with. There was no thought put into it. I was like, Sleazy and Pals Company, like... We can do your business. Yeah, with a Z.
With a Z. Yeah.
Because we were doing that infomercial thing.
Don't change the channel.
Yes. Super fun stuff. I love doing stuff like that. I love doing like really crazy stuff.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, no, the basement stuff is like my number one fantasy right now. Mysterious individual that people don't know whether or not she's actually like, you know, part of like some crazy crime ring or whatever.
Fucking you're right. So good. Let's see. BSG, you've got a fuckload of fucking questions, bro.
He's got a lot of questions.
He does. He has a lot of questions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 more to go, and then me. I gave you a bunch of them.
God. Cool. I'll try not to go on a fucking tangent.
No, don't be... This is what the fuck this is for. Are you fucking kidding me? No, this is what the people want. I'm going to skip down now to Nympholidays. She says, or they say, they, he, she, whatever the fuck, I don't know. Nymphalities. This was a spoiled question on your profile, so I don't know if you want to edit this out. She says, they say, he says, want anything from Timmy's? It's on the way there, just past the Stats Can building. I'll cross at Niagara and see you later, MK baby. Yeah, for me, if you want to hang out, go to sleep if you'd rather just... wake up to a surprise, kiss, kiss. I don't know that that's a real question. I think that they're just flirting with you.
1,000%. 1,000%. Mercy, this is going to be probably a weird term for you, but Nymph, please get me a double-double. I would appreciate a double-double.
Perfect. Oh my god. Nymph? Double-double.
A double-double. All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Double-double.
A Timmy Ho-Ho's.
Oh my gosh. You guys... I wish I knew what you were talking about.
Marcy's like, what the fuck are these words?
I want both of those. They sound good. I want a double double too. It sounds like a lovely meal or drink.
It's literally like two cream, two sugar, and a coffee.
Ooh, that's perfect.
It's a lot of sugar.
I was just gonna say, I like my sugar milk flavored with coffee whenever I drink it.
That's insane. That's insane. I can't do it. I mean, I say a double-double as a joke because just, you know, since we...
It's too basic.
We say it a lot here, right? Like, oh yeah, let's get a double-double. That's like a classic Canadian order. You go to Timmy Ho-Ho. Yeah, you go... Absolutely. You go to Tim Hortons. Everyone's ordering a fucking double-double. That's what it is. It's really gross, though.
To me, a double double is like an In-N-Out thing, like a burger, like a sandwich.
Someone told me that. Someone told me that before.
Huh?
A double double is like either a sandwich or some kind of food thing.
Yeah, the divide is so there. I thought that they were gonna bring you breakfast in bed or something.
No, it's just straight up coffee. It's a straight up coffee. Double double for us here is coffee. Yeah, sort of double double anywhere, and they're gonna know what it is. It's not exclusive to Timmy Ho-Ho's or Tim Hortons. Sorry,
Timmy Ho-Ho's. I love it.
That's what we call it here.
Oh my god, I love it so much. I love regional shit.
Me too. Yeah. Regional stuff is so much fun. I think the double double and the Tim Hortons stuff is like probably one of the biggest things. In between Canada and America, even though like there's Tim Hortons in America,
there are somewhere. Some, but yeah, I mean that sounds very familiar, but I've never eaten at one.
You've probably never. One in California.
Probably not. I'm thinking back to my hometown days in PA, you know, Pennsylvania.
There might be,
but I bet you've never heard of Sheetz's, which is Sheetz's. Sheetz, Sheetz's, and that's it's like a gas station cafeteria place that what is very fuck? It's very exclusive to my area of the country back home in PA, and you get, you know, there's a whole lingo to the menu as similar
gas
to what we're
station cafe. Yep.
Oh dude, it's fucking phenomenal. I don't go to Sheetz's. What's that?
A&W?
No. Better. Well, better. Worse. Worse, but better. I don't know.
What? What is this? What is this elusive fucking? What?
Oh god, Sheetz's. Let me just link this shit to you. A&W is like a restaurant, you know. Sheetz is you go in for gas, and then you come out with an MTO, they call it, made to order, and it's like it's an awful, awful piece of food.
Like sandwiches?
Yeah, sandwiches, hot dogs, nachos.
Damn.
It's like a convenience store. I don't know. Damn. It's very, very, very local. But Timmy Ho's just made me remember it.
Timmy Ho's. There's a Timmy Ho's on every corner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can also get it at gas stations too.
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, gas station food, it'll make you sick, but it'll taste good going down, don't you know?
Don't get gas station gas station sushi.
Exactly.
Or
a tuna
company.
Sandwich.
What's a Sheetz? What the fuck is this shit, man? Holy crap. Jesus. There's dude, one near me.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, well, not like in Canada. Not in Canada.
Okay.
But like, you know, I'm
they're close in New to York. Yeah. They're around. I knew a kid named Edward Sheetz in kindergarten, and I was like, are you fucking heir to the Sheetz's fortune?
Holy shit.
Ridiculous. Anyway, we have become completely derailed.
Yeah, we have. Shit.
We're a little bit tipsy. We're a little bit wasted.
I might be wasted. Straight up. That's okay.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Keep going.
Crunch. Are you solid?
Yeah, I'm good. Sweet. I can go for another... Yeah, at least another half an hour.
Great.
Let's see. So he asked about, this is BSG, what's the first snuff fan, or excuse me, deepest, darkest, most fucked up, rather, snuff fantasy?
Oh my god.
And you said that. We answered that already. Or, I mean, you did. And so he next asks, oh my god. What he spelled it wrong. He says, why is your favorite position? But I imagine he means, what is your favorite position? Face down, ass up, when being raped and snuff?
Sorry, that made me laugh.
And then he also says details.
Details?
You fucking pervert.
This is real pervert hours.
Exactly. Not yeah, on this no. Christian mind server.
Exactly. Like, what the fuck? Like, come on, this is holy ground, man.
What do you think this is?
Yeah, this is the father is gonna fucking hear about this shit. Come on now.
It's extremely inappropriate, BSG. I don't approve.
I'm gonna bonk you in the fucking head. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, face down, ass up.
There you go. Oh my god. Yes. Oh, isn't it the best?
That is great. It's just it's just a winning position. There's no beating it. It's so fucking there. You know, if you're in the right mindset, it's so dehumanizing.
Oh, fuck yes. Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect.
So next. I think that's detail.
Details. Yes, details. It's perfect. Do your parents know about your batshit crazy sex fetishes? Would you ever tell them?
No, and no.
Oh, dude, no and no, exactly.
Yeah, same. No. My friends know, but not my family.
Your friends know, huh?
Yeah.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows in my corner.
Holy shit.
No. I would get fired, I think. let's see. Fantasy here. If you could snuff a boy in your most ideal way, what would it be? What about a girl?
Damn. I've been, like, really into, like, carving. That sounds really fucking crazy.
That's amazing. That sounds amazing to me.
Just straight up, like, carving, like, words and, like, a person. Or, like, I don't know, like, I've been playing, like, this game called People Playground. I've mentioned this to you before.
You did, yes.
Where it's literally, like, a sandbox game where you torture and, like, just rip people apart. Like, a multitude of things. You got guns, you got explosives, you got knives, you got, like, everything. You got, like, crazy, like syringes filled with random shit that you just ingest in these folks and they explode or... You know, their flesh just melts off their fucking bones. Like, it's insane. So, carving is, like, I don't know, I guess is, like, a thing that I like to do. Like, hanging and carving. Like, in a fantasy thing, of course. Obviously, so like,
careful. You're so cute.
In a fantasy. I gotta the fucking disclaimers in this entire thing.
COA, cover our ass.
Cover my asses, cover your ass, cover my ass, we're covering all our asses. But yeah, hanging, yeah. Carving, yeah. Pinata style snuff is fun.
Ooh, pinata style stuff. Style. Yeah, just Jesus.
Have them hang and do whatever the fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's kind of my thing for now. And like, I guess People Play Around kind of brought back like, the brutality of like chainsaws and buzz saws and stuff like that. I like stuff like that. That's fun. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Well done.
Decapitation is cool.
That's so fucking weird.
Not here. No, not here. Not to me, at least. Guillotine or saw? That's my question.
Saw, I have to say.
There you go.
Yeah.
Who is the one person in your life you are afraid of finding out about your snuff fantasy?
Jesus Christ. I don't know. My mother.
I know, right? What other answer is there for that?
I can't answer it. Who else? Like, I mean, my friends already know. Like, everyone fucking knows. My mother doesn't know.
I mean, it's either my mother or my children, if you have children, which I don't, exactly. Obviously. But
yeah, I mean, I don't either. But no children. If it was my mother, then no, not my, I don't want her to know ever. It's crazy. Same.
Or my father either, like on my end. It's anyway. Let's see. BSG, you have so many fucking questions here. I can't even read through them. This is so dumb. I'm just reading through some of his questions. Okay, so the next one is, and you've already answered this, kind of, but which male VAs have the sexiest voices and why? Which female VAs?
That's making me laugh.
He wants you to say him.
I can't lie. Okay, so let me just, I guess, so I'll be, I'm gonna be fucking straight up.
Straight up.
There's gonna straight be, up. How many people? Shit. There's like, okay, I guess I can, I'll just fucking name them all. So yeah, Mercy, you, of course. Ooh. Obsessed. I love your voice so much. It's so much fun. GB, obviously. I don't know what it is about his voice. I can't pinpoint it down. I'm not into deep voices. Same. I think that's why.
Yeah.
Right?
Just a regular man.
Just a regular dude. Just a homie. Yep. BSG, dude, I don't know. Your voice is really fucking nice. I like it a lot. Some folks from my server that haven't quite really released yet, but I'm gonna shout out, like, you know, Riff341, I think his name is, on Reddit. I'm sorry, please don't kill me. He does a lot of MSUB stuff, and we've recently gotten to, like, know each other, and there's a lot of stuff there that's got a lot of potential to bring into the snuff audio.
Ooh, that's exciting. Exciting.
Yes, exactly. I'm super thrilled. I love his voice a lot. I like his stuff. Who else? A lot of other unofficial folks, unfortunately. Just like kind of Discord exclusive type deal. But I do hope that, you know, they'll release some stuff because they're quite promising. But it's the two, like, Australian folks that I've mentioned earlier that are into, like, the snuff necro stuff. So I'm hoping to see them across DSP sometime soon. But yeah.
Me too, for whatever that's worth. I'm rubbing my hands together from learning about them.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can probably, like, share something with you. I had, like, a script out for, like, a... Honestly, I'm still gonna write snuff MDOM scripts. I don't fucking care. Like, I'll write them because someone might enjoy them. I know, like, folks will read them and enjoy it and whatever. But he filled one of my snuff necro scripts, like, one of the guys. And it's really fucking good. So I'm hoping that he eventually, like, you know, releases it officially.
That would be so cool. Can
enjoy it. It's good stuff. But yeah, oh, literally, again, less than 10 folks I can count them off my fucking hands.
That's so cool. I'm honored. What was the first snuff fantasy you ever had? How did it come about? And how did you feel right then about it and about yourself? This is still BSG, by the way.
BSG, I'm shaking my fist at you, man.
Bro, we're barely halfway done with all his questions.
God fucking damn it. First, snuff fantasy. I'm gonna have to say it was from, like, a fucking audio. Because, like, none of this shit occurred to me.
prior to. Like, I liked slasher films, but never in a, never in that, like, perspective, you know?
Sure.
Like, I like watching slasher films, but it wasn't, like, a sexual thing. But I think, like, after, you know, running into fucking DSP, like, that fucking changed everything for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think my the first one has, god damn. I feel like I'm exposing myself now. The first one is, like, for sure, like, a, you know, home invasion, accidental murder fantasy. You know what I mean? Like,
accidental murder. That's such a, that's so cool.
Like, uh-oh, we killed this bitch. What now?
Hell yeah.
That's the first official one, I think.
I love it. Okay. Have you ever seen Black Christmas?
Yes. The 70s one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched that like 3 times this year.
Dude, I love it. And again, so I was good. Only recently exposed to it. That was one of the only things that I've come across that you haven't introduced me to. So, yeah.
No way.
Way. Black Christmas. Billy Lenz. Again, how did this fucking fly below my radar for so long? I don't know.
There's an audio. There's an audio. I know. I forgot who it was by.
Under the Monster's Bed.
Oh, it was really good.
It was really good. Yeah, for sure. That was one of the first performers that I ever heard, actually, Under the Monster's Bed. He does a thing, if you haven't heard it, it's called Thank Your Rapist. And that was really fun.
I haven't.
Brew. I'm gonna link that in the Discord. But he came on and did Black Christmas recently, and I was like, hey, you were the first people that I listened to. And he goes, you'll find people that are inspired by you and that, you know, inspire you to start too. And I'm like, bro, you're like a year late with that. But
holy shit. God damn.
Of course it's just in my head, but he's been at this for a bit, so
that's really fucking cool. Yeah, no, I think I only know like two audio pieces from him. I think he did, Not So Innocent as well.
Mm-hmm. He did that. Yep.
And the Black Christmas one. I think that's the only ones I know from him. But the Black Christmas one was really fucking impressive because that was like that's a fucking Billy Lenz if I've ever heard one.
I'm telling you what, man, it's so. Ugh.
It's unsettling. It's so good.
Indeed. Uneasy. So, let's see. BSG. What is your exhibitionism all about? Why do you like it? Explain.
Oh my god. I guess we had a conversation before about this.
Oh, okay. That seems like a very open-ended question for me. Like, when I read that, I was like, how is she going to answer this? But that makes more sense now that you guys have had a question or a conversation about it.
I think it was the exhibition part. Funny enough, I actually don't remember what specifically would bring that up. I might have said something about, like, live stream snuff stuff.
Yes.
I think that's what it is. I don't know. I've mentioned before that also, like, if I ever moved out, I would love to have, like, large windows in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Watch,
dude.
I don't know. the live stream stuff is most recent. I've been doing a lot of live stream based scripts, I think. That's in the roster right now, so
that's so good. I love live stream stuff.
Me too.
I love it. Would you ever be would you ever be a real cam girl? Like, actually stream?
Shit.
I would.
I absolutely. But I would have, I don't know, I feel like, but I think both you and I would be, like, super niche.
Fuck yes! Oh my god, yes. I have a domain, like, that I've been, like, holding and sitting on, which is waiting for the privacy and stuff to do it, but yeah, no, that's very much in the works on my end.
Holy shit, that's amazing. I love that.
Oh. Yeah. Let's see. What else is next? BSG, why are you asking her these things? What did you think was going to happen when you started making snuff audios? Did you expect the sort of outcomes that you got?
Huh. That's actually a really interesting question.
Isn't it? Like these deep dives and shit?
I love these deep dives.
Yee.
When I started doing snuff audio, honestly, I had no idea like that people would be... Honestly, two things. FRF snuff, there's a fucking niche for that. That's insane.
There is, and you've very much tapped into that in a way that I've never seen or could ever imagine myself doing.
No, you too, dude. You too, right? Like, I was like, shit, we need more FRF snuff. So there's something missing there, right? Mm-hmm. Sorry, wait, shit, what was the question?
The main question was, what did you think was going to happen? Did you expect the sort of outcomes that you got?
Okay, yeah, so the FRF stuff, like, I had no idea what was... Honestly, at first I was like, no one's going to like this, right? Because, like, you know, I've had conversations before with, you know, I've had a conversation with GB about, like, the M4F stuff. Mm-hmm. It's always going to hit a fucking wall. Yeah. Likewise with BSG, he's like, M4F stuff is, like, not working. And I'm like, you know what? I can understand that, but it needs to be out there because there's people like me and like Mercy and like I'm sure a lot of other folks, a lot of other, you know, female identified folks that would want that. Exactly. So keep fucking doing it. Right? But I mean obviously like, you know, no obligation whatsoever. Do it if you want to do it, right? But
for sure.
That I did not expect the FRF stuff. For sure. I had no idea.
Sure. Yeah.
There's a lot of girls out there, female identifying individuals that are just like really into that stuff that I did not expect at all. And with the FRM stuff, like it's a bit of a given, but it's still very surprising. Like how many folks would just be like, yeah, just fucking gut me alive. And I'm like, man, okay.
If you insist.
Sure, like, on my way.
Right. Yeah, that's so cool. I love it. Oh my god.
Individuals and snuff.
Yeah, yeah. So did you expect the sort of output?
Absolutely not.
No.
No, I had no idea. I was like, I was just putting it out there because it's like, let's be a little spooky because I was into the spooky stuff and I didn't expect the whole, like, you know, a fucking 1,000 followers after, like,
isn't that such a fun feeling?
It's crazy. Sorry. It's crazy.
Great. You know?
Like, you and I do all this, like, kind of really, like, pushing boundaries type audios, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
People love it, and it's like, damn, that's crazy.
She loves her fans, folks.
I do.
So the last question from BSG. There's still many questions. The serial killer has broken into your house. You're on the phone with him as he disturbingly says that he's brought you Hawaiian pizza. All you have to do is eat it and he'll let you live. Do you eat it or do you go down?
I'm going down. I'm sorry.
Same.
Like it's not even like It's not even the fact that the internet told me to hate Hawaiian pizza. It's just I don't like pineapple on pizza.
Ugh. Sweet and savory has no room in my world. And I totally agree with you.
Like, in pizza, I don't like that stuff. And anything else, sweet and savory is not bad. But, like, pineapple, like,
ugh.
I don't know what it is. I think it's because of the pineapple with the tomato sauce and the cheese. Like, that's fucking weird to me.
I don't like it. Ugh. This is the closest I've come to vomiting our entire time together.
I am so fucking sorry.
That's not your fault. It's his fault. Fuck you, BSG.
Fuck you, dude. Like, Brazilian steakhouses, they have, like, the pineapple. Like, the grilled pineapple. Excuse me.
And I don't mind that because it's like a nice char. But
I like char.
Just not in a pizza, man. Like, that's so offensive.
No, because it like bursts in your mouth and it's like a gusher on top of your pizza.
This is not something you should be telling me right now.
I'm so sorry. Nasty. Nasty as fuck.
She really said gushers.
It's all I can feel. It's all I can feel in my mouth. It's ridiculous. Oh, it's like candy on top of my pizza, and there's no room for that in my world.
It's warm. It's warm. I'm sorry.
It's warm. No. Warm and sweet. Okay. Just for your information, as a reply to BSG's litany of fucking questions, Nymphalides asks, dying most to do, LMFO.
That was the most to do.
Yep. They wanted you to answer those, I guess, or whatever.
Yes, I hope you're happy with those answers. I feel like we covered enough.
Yeah, pretty much covered them. All right, so let's see. Smoky Before Sunset. I feel one of their scripts, and I know that you guys have worked together a couple of times. They dabble in the more, not vanilla, but, well, yeah, vanilla, based on what we do, right? But Smoky Before Sunset. If you could play out any one kink fantasy in real life, what would it be?
Yes. Shit. I have to look at my scripts now. I have to look at my fucking pieces now. No, she's been doing a lot of more fucked up stuff, I find, actually.
Recently, right?
It's really fucking cool. I think she did one of something with like a chainsaw involved. It was a snuff thing. Yeah.
I know she got to one of your scripts, filled it before I could.
Creep.
Bitch. Yes, creep. I'm so sorry, you're not a bitch. I'm just kidding.
Creep was so much fun.
Creep was so much fun. It was so much fun for me to do and read.
So evil.
Rue. Well done. Well fucking done.
Exploiting that vulnerable feeling.
Mm-hmm. You just wanted to help somebody. Look where they're
coming. Oh, so good.
So good.
If there's
one King Fantasy IRL.
It's got to be a stalking one, like a home invasion. I have to. Cats are cute, but dogs have my fucking heart.
Yeah. Love it.
No, surprisingly enough, a lot of folks that I know that are like introverted, they're like really into cats. Mm-hmm. And then the more like extroverted or like mixed are like really into dogs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite breed of dog? That's my addendum.
Ooh. Man. So, I really like Dobermans.
Yeah, of course you fucking do.
They're so elegant looking, and they look really mean.
They are. They're scary. I love it.
I love them so much. Dobermans and, what's another one I really enjoy? Dachshunds? I think I'm saying that wrong. Dachshunds? Wiener dogs.
Like the opposite... Like the complete opposite,
yeah.
I like Rottweilers or toy poodles.
Oh my fucking god. You and I with these no, opposites.
No. No, I mean that's what it sounded like.
That's what it sounds like? Oh fuck. It does, eh?
I'm a cat. Shit. I'm a cat person. And I heard
that's
that
cute,
name, by the way. Dobermans or oh fuck. Oh, Dachshunds. Dobermans, yeah. And Dachshunds, huh?
They're so cute. I don't know. They got funny little eyebrows sometimes, depending. Well, Dobermans will always have, like, funny looking eyebrows. But Dachshunds are so cute. Because
know what you mean. Yeah.
I love those two. They're great. I appreciate those two breeds.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see, Lothar. What is your favorite way to hurt a girl in the context of BDSM or in general?
God damn it, Smokey.
You know, right? Jeez, Smokey.
I feel like I'm pretty like fair and even when it comes to torture for both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 4M, 4F, mm-hmm. 4A. Like, I don't think I've ever like gentler with either or. So I feel like I'm just gonna go back to like a script, but like drowning is like a thing that is like super fucking cruel, and I don't think it's done enough.
Mm.
Drowning, waterboarding, all that stuff.
Yeah. Have you drowned in audio?
I
can't remember.
No, I don't think I have.
I've drowned in one.
Shit, but... really? Which uh-huh. one?
Oh, on all fours. But fuck. there's something else that's gonna come out with me drowning. It's so fun. Oh my god. It's hard. It's harder than you'd think. You should drown yourself. I mean drown yourself for an audio. It's you need more air than you would imagine, right?
Shit. With the
bubbles. Whatever. So
like you put like a
I filled up a bowl of water and put my face into it like a crazy person. Just recorded myself.
Like, oh my god, that sounds like fun. I can't wait. Whatever,
it's fun.
Whenever that comes out,
it's fun. Anything, any, you know, any large pot that you can fit your head into and just go like, or whatever, make the bubbling noises, and don't obviously don't aspirate any water. But if you cut it the right way, it makes it sound like something very horrendous is going on, and it's drowning, man.
Shit, again, that's amazing.
Two of the same mind here.
That
my kind of gal.
You're after my fucking heart, god damn it. But yeah. I think for a gal, I think if we're speaking specifically for F, I think I'm just like super influenced by the creep script.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's like, you know, it's in a woman's bathroom. You're with another girl, and you know, you'd think like, you know, those situations where you've been like at a bar and you were drunk and you're in a bathroom with like all these other girls that are also drunk.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that exact situation, but like, you know, there's that girl that's been like kind of eyeing you the entire night and she wants to fucking kill you.
Dude, it's, that script was so fucking good. It was so good. Yeah.
That's
a true fact for me. That was very fun.
It's that vulnerability, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the vulnerability. I think that's what I enjoy a lot about like F4F, specific F4F, like snuff stuff. Yeah.
You wouldn't think that somebody that's like you would, you know, subject you to something like that, but
there you go.
It's the wrong girl. Exactly. Wrong girl at the wrong time.
Exactly that. So that's what I enjoy.
Hell yeah.
The drowning stuff is fun.
Awesome. Okay. Do you ever feel that it is unrewarding to post extreme kink content? And then they go on to say, I'd assume the more extreme you get, the less people will comment or give positive feedback. I really loved your final girl audio, and I guess I just feel that your work should get a lot more recognition. LMAO.
Is this Smokey still?
Still Smokey, yeah.
I think a lot of the snuff... audio producers can say the same thing. You know, both you and GB would probably say the same thing, where it's like, yeah, everyone's gonna be silent.
Yeah,
no one's gonna want to say anything.
Yeah, they don't want to admit to themselves that shit. It's like something that actually turned them on. There's a few folks that will willfully admit, like, oh shit, yeah, that does fucking turn me on, like fucking rip me the fuck apart. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say it's unrewarding. It's really rewarding because there will be folks who are honest about it,
right?
And because of... sorry, go ahead.
No, this is your AMA. I'm sorry.
No, but like, because it's a small percentage compared to the majority of audio porn listeners that will say, hey, this shit turned me on. Like, I feel like it's a lot more rewarding than those, you know, if you dropped like a vanilla audio and like 100 people say like, oh shit, it's nice.
It was hot.
Yeah. It's a little more rewarding as a snuff producer.
For sure. Oh my God. And what I was going to say was like, you know, we make this because we like it.
Yeah. Right? So. Straight up.
Go back to the catharsis stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Let's see. The other questions they ask are, you've kind of already answered, what's your favorite thing about making audio porn? And what traits or vibes do you find the most sexy in a female voice or in a male voice?
Oh, I guess I can answer that second part then.
Do it.
Traits. Traits that are sexy. I kind of like a little bit of vocal fry. That sounds kind of funny. A little bit of vocal fry is fun.
Just a wee bit.
Just a little, a crumb, if you will, of vocal fry is kind of fun because I have a little bit of a vocal fry when I talk, especially now. I feel like I'm have a lot of vocal fry just because I'm a little drunk. I've mentioned earlier that I don't like deep voices. Honestly, for the exception of like a few, which I've kind of become friends with, and they're thinking of doing like VA stuff. Like they kind of changed my mind with that stuff. Vocal fry, not like crazy deep voice, and if you can hear the tinge of unhingedness in their voice, it's super fucking sexy to me, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna go on a tangent because I'm gonna go and be starstruck and, yeah.
That would be good. Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's good. The vocal fry thing, that does surprise me because usually it grates on people. But I feel like nowadays most people can't really help it, you know, if they do a little bit of vocal fry here and there.
I think it's an ASMR thing for me. I don't know. Probably. But like when you go your psycho, like that shit kind of, that just hits.
Oh my goodness.
That just fucking hits, man. Like anyone, like... You know, oh my God. This is going to be another fucking AMA where I'm like going crazy over like you and GB.
We enjoy it. We enjoy it.
I can speak for him. I'm just going to stick my head in the fucking ground right now real quick.
You're so funny. The last thing Smokey says is congrats on 1K.
Oh, cute. Yeah. Cute. I didn't think I would get this far.
Dude, you're going to keep going. It's you're gonna go far. So, we just have my questions left, if you will.
Yes, let's do it.
What was your favorite cartoon growing up?
Oh, damn. I guess two. Obviously SpongeBob. That was super fun.
I didn't know that you were gonna say that first. I thought you were going to say Ren and Stimpy first.
No, SpongeBob was like my thing. That was the one thing I still kind of go back to every now and then because there's some really just fucked up shit in there too.
I love SpongeBob.
Me too. Just a lot of like crazy shit. And yeah, like Ren and Stimpy was like a thing for me. Mm-hmm. A lot of Ren, I don't know, Ren's my favorite. Ren is like...
Me too.
I love Ren. Like, I did a thing for fun where he had that one spiel where he was like, where he comes home and it's the one with the
cousin Sven.
The cousin Sven, and he's like, he just goes psycho. Yeah, it's like, what the fuck was his whole spiel? He's like, I'm gonna tear your limbs out, like all that shit. Like, that was a really funny one. I like that a lot.
So good.
And all his kind of psycho babbling. I think I did a quick recording of. I don't know why I did. I don't know why I did. I might have been drunk. I was like, let me like do a psycho run as well. Obviously, it's not like to the T because I don't sound like him.
Oh, dude, that's perfect. Oh, please, if you ever feel like sharing it with me, I would love to hear that.
I will. I will send it over. It's really funny. I did the one. I did the Cousin Sven one, and I also did the creamed corn.
Oh.
Yeah. I did a creamed corn one. I'll tell that to you in a bit.
Oh gosh. But I'm gonna hit ya and you're gonna fall.
And you're gonna fall. Oh, and I'm gonna laugh.
Oh, it's so good. First, I gotta take a whiz.
I oh love my that.
God, it's so fucking ridiculous. Good. It's so good. Yes.
It shits. I love this.
Okay. Here was the question that I asked you because I knew that you were gonna drink whenever I asked stupid questions. How many fingers and toes do you have? I've seen your hands.
You've seen my hands. There's at least 5 on one hand. There's 5 on the other hand. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm wearing socks right now. But there must be. There might be at least 5 per feet of toes.
Woo! Imagine my relief to know that you have at least 5 per feet.
At least. That's the key word.
At least 5 in each leg. I'm going to take a sip because that was there.
That was really fucking weird. How many sips have I had? I'm really drunk.
Me too. I'm down to... Wait a second. I started this night with a cup. So that's 8 ounces, and now I'm down to 3.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I had 5 ounces of straight-ass vodka. What is your favorite joke, if you have one?
Oh my God. Okay. It's not really a joke. It was like a... It was a morgue... Not a morgue. It was like a hearse joke. Hmm. Where it was like... So, funny backstory. I had a marketing course, and the first thing we had to do was a stand-up piece.
Oh my God, that sounds terrifying.
Icebreaker, stand-up piece, and like college. And I found a joke. I just stole it because I had no fucking time to make my own joke. And it was something about like an Uber driver, you know, just like not saying anything, and like, you know, me saying something and he like freaks the fuck out and almost crashes into the fucking highway. And he's like, oh, sorry. Like, you know, before this Uber thing, like I was a hearse driver. So hearing anyone speak to me like scares the fuck out of me because I'm always expecting like, you know, I'm just driving corpses.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So that's like a joke that kind of stuck with me this entire time. I mean, the delivery right now that I'm doing is, like, not good, obviously, but, you know, it's on the internet somewhere. I just, like, ripped it off of someone, and I'm like, that is my joke for this presentation.
Hell yeah. I admire your resourcefulness.
Do you have a favorite joke?
I have many favorite jokes.
God damn it.
One that I go back to, okay, here it is, and please, anybody, and you feel free to use it, but what you need to do is say, seriously, it has to come out, like, in conversation randomly. You say, sometimes I hear that I'm condescending, and then you lean in real close and you whisper, that means I talk down to people.
That's the joke.
What?
God damn it!
That means I talk down to people.
the
joke is the point. I mean, the joke is in. It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
I love stuff like that, though. I love stuff like that, where it's just like, it's just in front of your face.
Right.
You know, like, you can't miss it, but if you're trying to look deep enough, you'll miss it.
Right. Sometimes people say that I'm condescending.
What?
That means I talk down So dumb. So that's my favorite joke.
That's a silly one. I like that a lot. I don't
Yeah.
want. Do I have to sit for that? Was that a question? That wasn't a question. I asked you a question.
No, it was my question. What's your favorite joke? And you said the hearse thing, and I'm definitely gonna look that shit up. That's so funny. I'm used to driving around corpses.
It's so silly. I don't know where I found that. And that was
It's good.
so silly.
That's good. What the fuck was I thinking about asking you these things like a month ago? I said, seen anything interesting in the sky lately, or on the ground, or in the ground?
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a sip worthy thing.
I'm sipping for that.
Oh God, I don't know
Oh.
what I expected from you.
Anything in the sky? Okay. Not recently, but in the summer, they were doing that Starlink thing.
I'm not familiar.
Oh shit, it was weird because I was in the balcony and I saw like this line of light in the night sky, and it was really weird. It was just like dots of light. They were all kind of like in a line, and they were kind of going like up one after the other. And I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" It was hard to explain. I think I got it on video. I might have not. I might have just been like fucking saying
Enamored.
that I have, but I was just staring at it. And yeah, it was like they were doing like a test with like satellites or something, but it looked
Imagine.
so fucking weird.
That sounds
I don't
interesting.
yeah it was pretty interesting. That's the only crazy thing I've seen. And like in the ground, not really, like on the ground, like there's been a lot of snow in the ground, likewise a lot of snow.
You're
So
so fucking cute.
just snow, and maybe like a roadkill or two,
Okay.
but that's all.
Yeah, those are all interesting things. I would look. I'd take a time, take a second to look at those things.
I would the sky thing was like the craziest thing I think in the past couple like months that I've looked into the sky. This is like
Fascinating.
some Starfolk shit, dude.
I know. Oh, well done with that reference. Thank you. I haven't seen anything interesting anywhere, so I'm just living vicariously through you. What celebrity do you resemble most, if any?
Oh my God, shit.
Excuse me, I asked my own question wrong. What celebrity do people say you resemble most, if any? If you feel like doing a face reveal by proxy.
I don't think anyone has actually ever mentioned like any kind of like celebrity connection with me, like ever. Not even like a character of sorts, which is kind of crazy. Like I also don't really follow a lot of celebrities, so I'm really under the rock when it comes to stuff like that. So it's like if someone says like, oh, like this actor was in this movie, I'm just like, who the fuck are you talking about? It's just because like I can't keep up with these things. Like not even like the former popular like actors and new actors and whatever. I just There's just so many individuals.
For sure.
Not e you know, not e no one even like refers to me or makes a connection with me and a fictional character even.
Really? That
It's
fascinates
unfortunate.
me.
It makes me sad,
Well,
actually.
I mean, I could think of a few people, but whatever.
Yo, who? What? What are you saying?
I'll have to compile a list, but yeah, no. I mean,
God
I've
damn.
no I mean, obviously you haven't done a face reveal, and so I have never seen your face, but you have an energy. So
Oh.
My last question. Yeah. Can you do any accents other than your own? Do it.
Shit!
Let me add a please onto that because we're talking together at the moment.
Hey, I could probably do like a really bad like New York accent, probably.
Oh, please do it. Please.
Oh my fucking god. In before I actually just say like I'm walking here, but I'm not going to. But
no, say it. I'm walking here. Wait, let's shall we take a sip? This is a silly question.
That is a very fucking silly question. God damn it. I'm here on my last sip of the oh my god.
Same, I just finished my glass.
Tequila. Do 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 do.
Oh my god, I'm so drunk.
Wasn't an accent, you dingling.
That was not an accent. I'm walking here.
Yeah.
Oh, but I think I also said something earlier today when I was trying to go downstairs from my building, and I was like, you know, everyone and the mother, you know, when fucking
mother.
That's the only thing I can say.
Everyone and the mother.
Mother.
Yeah. Can you do like an Irish or a British or an Australian?
Shit. No, not, you know what, hold on. I might be able to do an Australian one, but I could be wrong. I don't want anyone to fucking kill me for this.
No one's gonna kill you.
So I have a buddy that wrote something out because we were talking about a home invasion script, but like an Australian home invasion script. What's written here? Actually, this is like shout out Riff341 for typing this out. Oi, what? Oi.
Oh, please, please keep going. Please.
Wait, what you think about this fucking house? Outback smoke on the Bobby. I'm so glad. And then the response is fucking out, mate. Australia, wombat, kangaroo, boomerang, did you do? I'm gonna get fucking destroyed.
Fucking what? Are you kidding me? I'll kill anybody who destroys you for that. That was good. Trip on the Barbie. Hey, kangaroo, you did well. Yeah.
Didgeridoo, Sydney Opera House. I think that's the only one I know how to do. I had a really shitty New York accent and an equally shitty Australian accent.
That was perfect. Oh, it was everything I ever wanted when I asked you that question. You gonna go get a coffee and walk the dog?
A coffee.
Meet me on the corner with a coffee. Walking your dog.
And I gotta get the gabagool.
Gabagool. Gabagool. Anybody who is a New Yorker who is a fan of either of us, and especially her, please don't hurt us.
They're on the way.
I know they're on the way. We have to take cover.
They're on the fucking way. I'm closer to them than you are.
That's true. Oh god.
Shit.
Oh shit.
Oh my god, my Chardonnay is not done. Insane.
Can you imagine that we've come to the end of these questions? Actually, I tell a lie. Yeah, no, I have one more question for you. Yes. Do you have 1,000 of anything else? If so, what?
1,000? That's a lot, dude. I got at least 1,000 strands of hair. And at least 1,000, like, skin cells.
I was gonna say that's perfect.
But I don't really have 1,000 of anything else, man. I don't even got 1,000 thoughts in my head, man. I don't even have 1,000 brain cells.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. That was perfect. Oh, that was so good. I love it. Thank you. I have 1,000 hair strands.
At least.
At least. Yeah. Dude, could you... Who would... What would it look like if a person had only 1,000 strands of hair? I guess they would look like Gollum, right?
They would have, like, nothing... Yeah, at least. They would have... It would look silly on their head, especially if it's, like, placed poorly.
Indeed.
Oh. Yeah, shout out to folks with poorly placed hair on their head.
We're not shaming or anything. We love you.
I'm out here fucking dying, though.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's true. 1,000 hairs in your eyebrows and eyelashes because the chemo and cancer has taken everything off of your
head. Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, it's so dark.
Why am I laughing?
I know. Here, do you want to hear a dirty joke?
Oh, God. Let's hear it.
Pig fell in the mud.
I'm so mad.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm going to shake you down for that.
I know. You're never going to listen to another audio of mine. You're never going to mention my name again. It was unforgivable. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for being the way that I am.
That makes me so upset. I'm going to cry in my sleep now.
Don't cry. Don't cry
myself to sleep. I'm crying in my sleep. What the fuck?
Don't soak your pillow. This was so fun.
This is super fun. What the fuck?
I think that we're done. I think that we got to the end of your AMA. If you want me to edit this, I'd be happy to. Because this was a lot and I made you wait for a long time. So.
Oh, pff. No, it's totally fine.
Bro, Oh, go ahead.
I love stuff like this. And I would honestly, I would fucking kill to do this again on like stuff like this.
Oh,
that's such a good format. And you bringing it up just makes me so fucking happy. I was like, I did not think that you would, you fucking of all people.
Ugh. Oh, that's so
sweet. God damn it.
That makes me feel so good about myself.
Come on, dude. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm shaking. I'm not actually shaking, but I'm like, you know, vibrating.
Mm-hmm. Vibrating. We never did the two truths and a lie thing, so that's a maybe that's a cliffhanger. You know, we can do this again with two truths and a lie. We could just play two truths and a lie, you know?
Two truths and a lie would be super fucking fun. Hell yeah. I think.
And we still it's just
like one thing, like another audio. I'd be down for that.
Hell yeah. And we, speaking of another audio, we still have that collab project that's super secret and everybody can just fucking wait. We're both just dragging our asses, and me more because Masochist has written most of it. And so, and also provided the inspiration for this. So
I definitely have to revisit that.
We both do. I do too. I need to start pulling my fucking weight, you know.
Don't even worry about it, dude. Like, it's funny. I presented the idea to GB. I was like, yo, choose your own adventure.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I don't get it.
He was probably not down for it. I thought you were going to say, like, the storyline that we were going through. No. CYOA for him is less of a thing, but
he's like, what? And I'm like, yes.
We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen for us.
This guy probably thinks I'm a fucking psycho.
Nah.
But that's fine. It's fine.
You are a fucking psycho. And so am I, and so is he, and so is everybody that listens to this. And so we're all in good company.
Facts. That's exactly, you know, we're all on a watch list.
Exactly. Oh my god. Bro.
But would you really consider yourself a VA if you're not on a watch list? Come on now. No. Right? You're not doing it right
if you're not on a watch list.
Exactly. IMO. If someone has not told you to call the police.
Dude, and I know this about you. I know because you said that you've gotten this too. I'm sorry, I'm really close to the mic right now. The The Reddit crisis hotline. You've been reported to that, right? Me too.
Have you not? You too?
Oh my god. Fuck yeah. So many times.
Oh, they're just like, yeah, like a concerned Redditor has like, you know, wants to make sure that you're okay. And I'm like, I had to write a fucking PSA. Honestly, I was not even going to write a PSA. I was just going to make an audio about it.
Dude, I did that. I not really like very tongue in cheek, like everything's fine. What did I call it? Like aftercare or something. Everything's fine. And then, of course, it turns out like somebody's holding me hostage. But no, I mean, the fucking Reddit crisis center. Are you fucking kidding me?
Makes me laugh. What are they going to do?
The Reddit. I mean, you know, here are all these options for you. Like, are you really a victim of domestic violence or rape or stalking? It's like, here's numbers you can call. Like, yes, thank you. Yes, this is all fantasy. I feel like I very clearly laid that out in my post, but whatever.
All your posts have that disclaimer.
Well, and yours too, and everybody's that does this, you know? It's like, it's fantasy, as you've said.
Imagine being so boring that you can't distinguish fantasy and reality.
Yeah, you're setting yourself up for failure. Shit. Yeah.
God damn. Like,
it's a sad existence.
Shit, that made me laugh. Oh my god. I'm really fucking drunk at this point.
Let's go to bed.
Yeah. It sounds like I appreciate the time, and honestly, this was so fucking like worth it. Just out, chilling out in this like weird outside of audio setting.
Like, me too.
I love stuff like that. It's fantastic.
Me too.
You did bring up the idea of like the editing this. I'm definitely gonna like go over it. And if I do need like a hand or two, I'll reach out to you.
Do it. I'm here for it. My goodness.
Damn.
Sorry.
Woo. No, it's 4. Oh shit, it's fucking 4 a.m.
Go to sleep.
I'm gonna pull my drink away, and I'm gonna have one more seaweed. One less ASMR thing.
I thought you were gonna say I'm gonna put my drink away and then have one more drink.
I have the moisture absorbent. Do not eat. I should not eat this. Let me reach out for something else.
Eat all the seaweed that you want, and you and I can edit this, or I can edit it, or you can, or you know, both of us, whatever the fuck. And if we need to go back and re-record. That would be fine with me too. And I will be with you tomorrow. My overdosing friend is in rehab, so I won't need to be called away.
I'm going to listen to the, because there's 2 audios, because apparently the first one got like cut off like rudely. So rudely I'm going to have to listen to that and see what's missed.
Yeah.
But I'm not like overly obsessed over whatever might be missing. But if it's something like super important, then yeah, we can probably like re-record if you're not too opposed to that idea.
I am less than opposed. I'm less than opposed.
Fantastic. I'm gonna crawl over to the fucking bed in like few minutes. So thank you much.
Thank you
for taking the time and interrogating me in this metal gurney while I drink tequila.
I love it, of course. Let me just untie your bonds here so that you can crawl away. And
appreciate it.
we will be back later with more, I'm sure.
Eventually.
At least another collab. So
another collab, and if not, like those backstage 2 truths and a lie, because that sounds like a fantastic idea, and I'm kind of sad that we didn't do it tonight, but whatever.
It's all good. Yeah, we'll make it happen. It's all good.
So thank you, Mercy.
Thank you, Mess.
You're lovely.
You too.
Have yourself a lovely evening.
Indeed.
And we'll see you around.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Cheers.